This is Your World in 2 Minutes. I'm your host, Luke Vargas, with the Talk Radio News Service. After a week in the Balkans, let's talk to an expert about some of the migrants we met and their chances of being granted protection in the European Union.
Someone is entitled to protection if they meet one of 5 grounds, if they're fleeing persecution on the basis of race, religion, nationality, ethnicity, membership in political opinion, or membership in a particular social group.
Susan Fratsky is a policy analyst with the DC-based Migration Policy Institute. Tariq deserted the Syrian army 2 weeks ago. Since no part of Syria is considered safe, and he's now a target of the Assad regime, he's got a strong case. Through the middle part of 2015, 95% of Syrians were granted protection status in the EU. Hassan, fleeing from Sadr City, Baghdad, also has a strong application.
All people in Sadr City were Shia. Daesh in Sadr City killed everybody, children and women. This is not live. This is zoo.
Since the Islamic State, or Daesh, is targeting Shia, Hassan likely qualifies for fleeing religious persecution. Through mid-year, 86% of Iraqi applications have been accepted. Habib, a human rights lawyer in Afghanistan, is fleeing violence too, as the Taliban try to seize control of the country by force.
Afghanistan today is not good for security. Many provinces in Afghanistan have Taliban.
The EU offers protection from generalized violence, but only if home governments can't provide it themselves.
If you are able to seek the protection of your government by relocating within a country, in many cases, that will invalidate your claim for protection.
As such, only 60% of Afghans reaching the EU have received refugee or subsidiary protection. For more global news headlines, visit talkradionews.com.